You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Oxfam will release a report later today that exposes extreme wealth disparities in New Zealand. The report shows that 1% of New Zealanders own 20% of the country's total wealth, and that the number of wealthy New Zealanders who are worth more than $50 million also grew by 20% in the past year. The executive director of Oxfam, Rachel Lemassurier, spoke to me this morning, and I started by asking about the main findings of the report.
Oxfam is releasing today an annual report that we release around the World Economic Forum every year that has found even larger gap between the extremely wealthy around the world and the extremely poor. And this is a really serious concern, and it has some New Zealand relevance as well. I think what's really clear in this report that is being released today is that there is a range of reasons as to why this gap is getting bigger. But what we have been seeing really since over the last 10, 15 years is that those with wealth are getting wealthier at an exponential rate. We're seeing the numbers of billionaires, and only 2 years ago we announced that the number of billionaires who owned half of the world's, equivalent of half of the world's wealth, were only 82. Now we're looking at those numbers looking more like only eight.
Can you think of any reasons for these results and why the gap between the wealthy and the poor is growing larger?
So there's a couple of reasons that Oxfam is putting forward as to the reason for this growing inequality between incredibly poor and incredibly rich. I mean, firstly, is that corporations really are working for those at the top. The world's 10 biggest corporations have revenue greater than half of that of the government revenue of 180 countries combined. So we're really looking at businesses and multinationals that are bigger than that earn more money than our GDP. They're huge. They have the ability to influence government policy, particularly on corporate tax, but also on tax credits and tax incentives. So there is a significant incentive for these corporations to encourage the governments to be light on fair tax. Secondly, we've seen also that those very companies and businesses have a tendency to squeeze the workers and reduce their what should be a decent wage barely down to a minimum wage to maximise their profits so that they can pay their shareholders. And we've seen some really extraordinary changes around the world in a relatively short time with the amount of profit being paid over to shareholders. Thirdly, is basically just tax avoidance. It may be that such in New Zealand, we have a relatively good tax system, but we're not actually investing in helping Inland Revenue collect that tax. Similarly, we're also at risk of those loopholes enabling the very wealthy to avoid tax. And I think one of the biggest ones that we've been able to identify is in New Zealand. We've got from the Inland Revenue's high wealth individuals unit's own data that over a third of the 252 extremely wealthy, they declared income of less than $70,000 per year in 2015. That $70,000 is actually the point at which the higher tax rate kicks in. So it's not surprising that the $70,000 is what that third are declaring. But is that fair? And we are clear globally and in New Zealand that that's not helpful in respect to managing that inequality gap.
In an interview last year, John Key stated that a quarter of a million jobs have been created in the past 2 or 3 years, and that 25% gross wage increase has occurred since the National Party came into power 8 years ago. So does the report being released this afternoon paint a bit of a different picture to this positive depiction from the National Party?
It absolutely does, and the national governments are not alone in trying to focus on income inequality, which is exactly what that data is. What Oxfam is talking about is wealth inequality, and wealth inequality has a significant impact on the medium to long-term needs that we have as in society, whether that's about health, whether that's about education, whether it's about being able to maintain your home, maintain your car. That's what wealth is about. It's what you have in the bank. What you can with that those income increases can be wiped out by debt. They can be wiped out by mortgage. They can be wiped out by loans. So what we're looking at is wealth, and it's net wealth. You know, once you've taken all the debt away. So whilst we appreciate that the national government wishes to draw our attention to the income inequality and how that hasn't grown in the same way, the bottom line is, what have you got to live on? And how much have you got to be able to help you manage life's ups and downs?
Hmm. And lastly, what do you think the government needs to do to address these issues?
Yeah, Oxfam has a relatively simple, and I think many New Zealanders would agree with us, that to help reduce this gap, we're not saying inequality can be taken away or per se, nor are we about bashing the rich. What we are saying is that governments can work to ensure workers are paid a decent wage, that they too can benefit a little bit from really successful companies, and that decent wage enables them to build a little bit of wealth for them as well. The governments can put a stop to tax avoidance and really improve and increase the tax collection rates. And then lastly, ensure that also that economies work for women, because disproportionately there are many more women in the incredibly poor groups and conversely, not as many women in those billionaire numbers.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.